The Fayetteville Foam Fest will be held May 3rd from 5 until 8 p.m. in the Walton Arts Center parking lot in Fayetteville. This Feed Fayetteville fundraiser will feature craft beers and tastings from over 50 breweries, food, and more. Tickets are limited. More information available online at FayettevilleFoamFest.com.
KUAF is supported by ModThink, a social media strategy firm offering team-driven social media solutions for small and medium businesses and organizations. More information available on the web at modthink.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The seasons are winding down for local collegiate athletic programs. Few chances left to see hometown teams play. The University of Arkansas-Fort Smith baseball team plays its home finale tonight against Ecclesia College at Crowder Field. The University of Arkansas softball team will host Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon at 3 in Fayetteville, then entertain Florida for three games this weekend. The University of the Ozarks baseball team ends its home season this weekend with three games against Laterno University. They'll play Friday afternoon at 2 in Clarksville, then a doubleheader Saturday at noon. And the Arkansas men's and women's track teams will host the Arkansas Twilight Meet Friday on the UA campus.
The Buckyball at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is staying put for good. The vibrant outdoor sculpture has become a favorite for visitors to Crystal Bridges and is now part of the museum's permanent collection. Crystal Bridges has acquired Buckyball, the illuminated sculpture by Leo Villarreal that has been on loan to the museum from the artist, the Madison Square Park Conservancy, and the Gehring and Lopez Gallery, New York, for the past year. Buckyball is a 30-foot, ever-changing sculpture covered in LED tubes capable of displaying some 16 million distinct colors. The light effects move through a random series of transformations guided by computer software developed by the artist. Future events related to Buckyball include a community bike ride on June 4th and an outdoor screening of the film Contact near the sculpture on July 25th. Additional information can be found at crystalbridges.org.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, Opera in the Ozarks says the Fayetteville Taste of Opera event scheduled for Thursday, May 8th at Pratt Place Barn Inn has been canceled. However, the two Eureka Springs Taste of Opera events scheduled for May 29th and July 16th at the Crescent Hotel will still take place as planned. The box office will contact ticket holders directly with options to donate the value of tickets, exchange for another performance, or receive a full refund.
The United Way of Northwest Arkansas and Huggies will host the first ever Help Keep 'Em Covered Diaper Drive beginning May 5th and running through May 16th. A nationwide study found that one in three moms struggle to provide enough diapers for their baby. The average baby uses 6 to 10 diapers every day. But in low-income households, a baby may be in a single diaper all day, increasing the chance of health problems and putting the child at risk for abuse. Parents who can't supply a daycare with a full day of diapers can't leave their children at daycare to go to work or school. Currently, no federal assistance programs pay for or provide diapers, not WIC, food stamps, or Medicare. Nonprofit organizations in Northwest Arkansas working with families and individuals in need consistently list diapers as an ongoing and high priority. The Northwest Arkansas Diaper Bank was founded in 2011 and exists to address this largely unmet need. Currently, about 830 families receive diapers from the Northwest Arkansas Diaper Bank each month. The goals of the Help Keep 'Em Covered Diaper Drive are to raise awareness around this unmet need in our community and to help provide diapers to our community's hardworking families. There are three ways United Way of Northwest Arkansas and Huggies are encouraging people to get involved in helping meet the goals of this drive. First, purchasing a pack or packs of diapers and dropping them off at the United Way of Northwest Arkansas office in Lowell or at your local Arvest Bank. Two, you can donate funds online to go directly towards purchasing diapers for the Northwest Arkansas Diaper Bank. Or three, you can host a diaper drive at your office or business. For more, visit UnitedWayNWA.org/diaperdrive.